Aircheckdownloads.com. The sound of Norfolk.
Chris Gorham at breakfast. BBC
Radio Norfolk.
Blondie's Heart of Glass. Starting us off for Wednesday morning, it's the 24th of May. Thanks to Jason Rosen for being with you early doors this morning. Back tomorrow with another early bird and everything else from 5 o'clock. You know, with Chris Gorham and the breakfast team on BBC Radio Norfolk. And this morning, well, we've got some bad news for you. If you take the A11 on a regular basis, if you've been fed up with getting stuck in that long section of roadworks that's been going on for the best part of a year now, it's going to be there for longer than we thought. Yeah, we got the news this morning that that section of the A11, that the roadworks have been delayed. We're expecting it to be finished around now, actually. Spring 2023 was the predicted completion date. National Highways are now telling us that the £65 million work will actually be finished in September. So it's quite a significant delay, another good few months until the A11 duelling near Wyndham is actually completed. So we're going to have a look at the impact of that this morning. We will talk to National Highways and find out what the reasons for the delay are, why it's taking so many more months longer than was first expected. But we'll be in Wyndham as well and look at the impact this has been having, the inability for quite a lot of the last year to actually even get on the A11 in bits of Wyndham while the work is being done, and whether it's putting people off visiting the town because it's harder to come off the A11 at Wyndham as well at the moment. Your thoughts, what's it been like for you if you're somebody who regularly uses the A11? I'm afraid that single carriageway stretch around Wyndham, you've got to get used to it and stay used to it because it's going to be there until September, we think. Give us a call with your thoughts on that this morning, 0800 389 7321. You can text 81333, start your message with the word Norfolk, and you can get in touch on WhatsApp as well, 0800 321 333, start with the word Norfolk. We're also looking at the risk of developing type 2 diabetes this morning. It is type 2 diabetes prevention week, and Diabetes UK and NHS England are pointing you to a simple and potentially life-saving assessment that can be carried out at pharmacies or online. NHS Norfolk and Waveney will be telling about this later, how it all works, and we'll talk to a Norfolk man who's living with type 2 diabetes as well.
Aircheckdownloads.com.